You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
For the third time, I want to say, if we as young men and young women of God are going to have the mind of Christ, our focus must be correct. No doubt, if I'm going to have the mind of Christ, I need to focus on the proper things. Again, to be focused suggests a number of things, but I want to remind you how important it is for us to be focused. Number one, when I'm focused, I refuse to allow something or someone to control my mind, my thoughts, my beliefs. You're going to hear a lot of things in life. People are going to have a lot of opinions. But we should not allow anybody or anything that's not connected to God to control our thoughts. Listen to me. You don't need to let your peers and what they think about you control your thoughts. What you go through on your job, you don't need to let that control your thoughts. I'm gonna tell you, I had to learn how not to bring my work's problems home with me. I was so messed up mentally to where I would allow what was going on my job to come home with me and affect how I treated my family. Why did I do that? Because my job was controlling my mind. I've even had financial problems. That was my fault. But I allowed it to control my mind, my thoughts. I was jacked up. Now, you may not be working on a job, or you may not have financial problems like I once did. But have you ever allowed something to control your mind in a negative way? You got to get focused. Number two, when I'm focused, it says that my mind is attentive or interested in that which is right and true. Yeah, I'm not going to focus on what I can see. I'm focused on what is, help me, right and true. When I say help me, that means y'all say something. When I'm focused on something properly, I'm focused or giving attention to that which is right and true. And we learned last week that the word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord is true. So I need to focus on the word. Yeah, when I'm truly focused, I'm attentive to the word. I'm thinking, what did I hear at church? What did I read in the Bible? That's what I'm attentive to. And finally, when I'm focused, I'm fixed on a good conclusion. That's what my mindset is when I'm focused. I got a conclusion about what I'm going through, but it's a good conclusion. I'm to the point to where I'm like, this is going to work out for my good. I'm to the point to where I'm thinking, I'm going to learn something from this. You know, I'm not going to let this take me out. I'm focused on a good conclusion. How many are grabbing hold to at least one of these definitions of what it means to be focused? Yeah, you should have all three of them in you, but at least one of them should be in you. Now, when we look at our main text in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, we see that a Christ-minded young person, young adult, should be focused on two things. When we look at our verse this morning, we're going to see that we should be focused on how many things? Two things, two truths. Again, the verse says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing we need to be focused on when we consider this verse is being thankful. We need to be the type of folk that are thankful. That needs to be my focus. I need to be a thankful individual. And when I'm thankful, it says about me that I got a happy attitude. It says about me that I'm demonstrating some praise or some joy. When you are truly thankful, you're happy, you're praising, and you're joyful. If I give you $100 today and you truly thankful, you're going to be happy, praising, and joyful. If somebody walked up to you and gave you a car with the title and said it's paid for, you would be, I hope, happy, joyful, and praise. So much so that you're going to demonstrate. Yeah, you're going to demonstrate that you're thankful. Yeah, you ain't going to hold it in. It's just like, I be wondering about some of us. I be like, are some of my trendsetters really thankful? How is it I got to hear on the street that you got blessed with a car? How is it I got to hear on the street that you got a scholarship? How is it I got to scroll on Facebook and hear from somebody else what God is doing in your life when you go to church with me? And we done had plenty of testimony services. And now time have I seen you stand up and show God how thankful you are. Woo! Pastor be wondering sometime. Pastor be wondering sometime. Because when you are truly thankful about what the Lord has done for you, you can't hold it to yourself. First and foremost, you're going to give God the praise for how he has moved in your life. You're going to give God a victory turn. Lord, I thank you for this car. I thank you for this job. I thank you for this, that, and the other. But then you're going to take it a step further. You're going to bump into somebody in the church and out the church, and you're going to give God the glory. Let me tell you what God has done for me. You'll come to the MSW and stand up in the congregation of the righteous and give him thanks. Even if you got a 5-second testimony, you stand up and say, God bless me with a car, praise the Lord, and sit down. That's enough just to show your thankfulness. God had blessed 10 lepers in the Bible. I said, God had blessed how many lepers? 10 lepers in the Bible. I mean, delivered them. Turned around, 9 of them left, and only one came back to show God how thankful he was for what he did in his life. You know, I learned a number of things. Most folk just are not thankful. But it also lets me know that in every congregation, it's going to be somebody that's thankful for what God has done. And I've been at the MSW long enough. I do know there are some young folk and young adults here that will give God the glory. They will give God the praise. They will stand up and hold up the service and testify and tell the long version of what God has done for them. They'll go on social media and take a picture and show everybody that's following them. They got to show how thankful they are. And that's how we need to be. Look at somebody say, you got to be thankful. Yeah, you got to be thankful for what God is doing in your life. And you need to share it with other folk. Why do we need to share it? Because we overcome our enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Young folk, when God does something for you, small or major, your mindset needs to be, I can't wait to share it. I can't wait to tell somebody. I can't wait for God to use me so I can let some people know that God will give you your heart's desire. God will bless you. God will answer your prayer. That's got to be your mindset. Yeah, it's good to drive by the pastor's office and knock on the door and tell the pastor, but nobody can tell how he did it like you. You need to be ready to stand flat-footed and bold before your peers and let him know or let them know what God has done for you. And when you like that, you're thankful. When the praise team is singing hard and letting God use them, you're not going to be no spectator. You got to show God how thankful you are for helping you to make it through another week. You're going to put your hands together. You're going to open up your mouth. You're going to do a little victory turn. You'll say, give me some elbow room because I am thankful. The pastor, the first lady, and the ministers shouldn't be the only ones showing God how thankful they are. We should be able to look around the MSW at these girls with these extensions in their hair and it's just flapping everywhere because you are thankful. We should see these young brothers in here that's looking good, giving God the praise. How you gonna let Sister V, who going through in her body, outpraise you? This woman battling in her body, but she still come in here giving God the praise and ain't nothing wrong with you. How you gonna let her outpraise you? How you gonna let First Lady, who twice your age, outpraise you, making all that noise behind Pastor Ear? How you gonna let her be louder than you? How you gonna let Elder Leaks, who got 5 kids, how you gonna let him outpraise you and you 15, 21, 18? Something is wrong. We're the thankful folk at the MSW. Something wrong. Come out that jacket and give God the praise. Put your phone down and give God the praise. Spit that gum out and give God the praise. We should be thankful. God done a lot for us. Woo! How many times has God forgiven you for your sin? How many times has he wiped the slate clean? You told him you wouldn't do it again, but then you find yourself doing it again. But you go to him with sincerity of heart, and every single time he forgives you and throws your sin in the sea of forgetfulness. How many times you done cussed on purpose, but then God forgave you and cleaned you up and filled you again with the Holy Ghost, and you still can't show him how thankful you are? Look at somebody, say, if it's like that, something is wrong. God been good to us. Go ahead and help somebody on your row. Say, God been good to us. Oh, y'all sit down. Let me teach it. Let me teach it. Let's look at some traits of being thankful. Because I want it to be clear. We need to be thankful. Right? Y'all with me? Let's go to Numbers. Numbers 13. Numbers 13. Numbers 13 and 33. These folk, they said, there we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants. Look at this. And we were like grasshoppers, look at this, in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. So what happened was, God said, I'm going to give you a land flowing with help me. Milk and honey. I'm going to bless you real good. I'm going to give it to you. All you got to do is go over there and get it. Now, before they got to that point, God said, look, I want you to go over there, check out the land. I want you to go tell me if in fact it is a good land. I want you to go and look and see if it's exactly the way I told you it would be. So the pastor sent 12 leaders over into the land, 12 spies, and they went and checked out the land and came back saying, indeed, it's just like the Lord said it was. 10 of the 12 leaders came back with this report. Instead of being thankful and getting excited about what the Lord wanted to do in their life, their focus was on the sons of Anak, the giants that were in the land. Look at their focus. Instead of looking at what God promised, they were looking at the problems. Have you ever looked at the problem instead of looking at what God promised? And so look at their mindset, church, and we can learn that when you're truly thankful about what the Lord wants to do in your life or what he has done in your life, you're not going to be pessimistic. And that's what these leaders were, these spies. They were pessimistic. They weren't happy. They weren't joyful. They weren't praising. They should have been thanking God. Man, he finna bring us into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. But instead of being thankful, happy, praising, joyful, they were pessimistic. A pessimistic person is someone who is negative, easily discouraged, get depressed real quick, and hopeless. Man, we can't get this land. We can't have that because it's giants over there. We can't possess that because they're greater physically than we are. Look at the text, young people. They said that they were grasshoppers in their sight. Y'all see it? Then it says, and so we were grasshoppers in their sight. Remember I taught you, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. They thought they were grasshoppers, and so they were grasshoppers. What were they saying? What were they saying? Now, of course, naturally speaking, a grasshopper is a small insect, right? You can just flick it. If one got in the sanctuary, you ain't gonna freak out. You can just take your size 8 and just stomp it. It's small, right? But figuratively, grasshoppers has another meaning. Because grasshoppers back in this time were known for being snacks. People eat locusts or grasshoppers back in this day. Matter of fact, in the book of Leviticus, God told him, yeah, y'all can eat locusts, y'all can eat grasshoppers. And some of you are like, that's nasty. Yeah, that's nasty for over here. But in many countries right now, people eat grasshoppers full of protein. I said full of protein. They eat them either fried, grilled. Imagine pulling up to Wendy's. Let me get that 4 for $4 grasshopper. Yeah. They eat them chocolate covered. Countries like Mexico and even parts of the United States, you have some people from other countries that eat grasshoppers. Maybe we should try that for a Tuesday night service. Y'all want me to get some fried grasshoppers? Boy, y'all the man down at that church over there. But they were saying that their enemies were going to eat them alive. Young people, you're going to have problems in life. You're going to have promises that God makes you, but in order to possess those promises, you're going to have to overcome some things. And you don't need to have the mindset that what you're dealing with is going to eat you alive. this is going to take me out. No, when you get the promise or when God drops something in your spirit, you need to be thankful for what he desires to do in your life. What he tells you through the pastor, what he tells you in your prayer time, you need to go ahead and start saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. You want to do that for me? Praise the Lord. But don't be having the mindset, I can't afford it. Don't be having the mindset, I'm going to lose it. Don't be having the mindset, I can't have that. No, that's a pessimistic mindset. And some of you right now, you're going through things. But God promised he would bring you out. You don't need to be having the mindset that what you're going through is going to take you out. No, it ain't going to take you out. If you change your mind, God will bring you out. God will bring you out. And as some of our young adults right now, you got to stop having a pessimistic mindset. Look at Acts 16:25. Paul and Silas locked up in jail. Locked up in jail for living right. In prison for living right. Preaching the gospel. They done got beat, put in stocks, and thrown in the hole. Thrown in a dungeon. But look, the Bible says at midnight they were thankful. At midnight, they were singing hymns and praying to God. Do that sound like they thankful? They giving God the praise for what is taking place in their life, even though it's tough, even though it hurts. What they weren't doing is having a pity party. And see, when you're truly a thankful person, you don't have pity parties. Or if you've been having pity parties, you stop having pity parties. What is a pity party, Pastor? When you start feeling sorry for yourself. Why me, God? Don't you know you're going to go through things in life? Don't you know you're going to have unexpected bills in life? Don't you know you're going to have problems in your marriage? Don't you know that you sometimes may have challenges with your health? Don't you know bad things sometimes happen, as we say, to good folk? Just pull up Job, an upright man, but went through a number of horrendous things. But Job didn't have no pity party. Paul and Silas didn't have no pity party. They didn't start looking down on themselves and thinking that they were crazy and wondering why and having suicidal thoughts and all that. No, they just started giving God thanks. They started giving God the praise. And you got some of our young adults and grown folks, you need to quit having pity parties about your problems. Oh, my car broke down. Everybody car break down. Oh, the doctor said such and such. Doctors always saying such and such. It's just a part of life. Sometimes you make mistakes, and it ain't nobody's fault but your own. Quit having a pity party. Why this happened to me? Because you did it. It was your choice. So you got to stand on it. Man up, stand on your choice. You did it, stand on it. But know why you're standing there, God is standing with you. I messed up, but I'm so God, you're a merciful God. I'm so grateful that your mercies are new every morning. I'm so glad to know, God, that your grace is sufficient. I'm going to stop feeling bad for myself, sorry for myself. I got dumped. They broke up with me. It happened to everybody. They broke up with me. Oh, my God. Shut up. Some of the finest young girls get broke up with. Some of the smoothest young brothers get broke up with. Y'all ought to help me. Look at somebody say, it happens. Yeah, it happens. Some of y'all like, no, it don't. I'm a top flight security player. It happens. It happens. It happens. Even to players like you, it happens. It happens. It's just a part. It's a part of life. Quit having a pity party. Learn how to give God the praise. Learn how to look at, this ain't the end of my story. I got some more chapters in the story of my life. This is just one chapter. You got to quit having a pity party. I ain't getting too much help from my pity party folk in here, but I know I'm right anyhow. You know how I know I'm right? Because I've been there. I'm pastor. I don't need to be going through this. Get over yourself. Everybody go through. From the pastor on down. And when we have pity parties, it don't move God. It don't move God to move for us. No. So you might as well go ahead and wipe that eye. Get rid of them baby wipes. And grow up. Look at somebody say, grow up. That's it. And y'all sitting there looking hard, some of you, but I'm telling you, it's some things in this life that'll make you cry. Shoot. I said, it's some things in this life that I know you got some preachers and some grown folk, they act like don't nothing touch them, but it's some things that will touch you. You'd be like, man, I really did love her. Man, I really did like that job. Dog, I like that car. Man, that car right. You gotta let stuff go. I never forget, I had somebody tell me something that was so true to me. In life, sometimes you just have to cut your losses. Yeah, I know that's a saying, but sometimes it's just better to let certain things go so you can move forward. Paul said it like this, forgetting those things that are behind you. Sometimes you gotta let certain friends go. You got to be like, man, we had a good time. We were tight, but I got to let them go. And stop having a what? The second thing that we need to focus on. The first thing we learned is thankfulness, right? The second thing we need to focus on is what I really want to deal with in my last 22 minutes. Y'all give me 22 minutes. It don't matter. I'm just going to take it. Be like Damon, I'm just gonna take it. But he said we have to focus on victory. I want you to focus on being thankful, but I want you to focus as a young woman, as a young man, on victory. Are y'all hearing, Pastor? If I call on you when we have group discussion at the end of this message, you should be able to tell me the two things we need to focus on. According to this verse, the first one is what? Thankfulness. And the second one is what? Victory. Victory. Victory, most people will say the definition for victory is when you win. And that's true, right? Yeah, when you get the victory, you what? You win. But there's more to it than that. I want to add to that definition. When you and I have the victory, listen very closely. Number one, it says that you have gained control. When you and I have the victory, it says what first? We have what? Gained control. See, if your peers can call you names just because you're living right, and you change to be like them, you ain't got control. They got victory over you. Yeah. But when you have victory, you have the control. If another young lady can just look at you, you know how some young ladies do? You say, hey, and they do that, I like this. They be like, They do that down and up look. They be like, And then you go back and say, well, what you look? No, she got the victory. She has control. She got control over you. Because she can just look at you a certain way. And you ready to take it to the street. You ain't got control. She got control. She got control over you. If you can get an email that say you owe some money, a phone call, a text, or a letter, and you just break down, God, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. You done lost control. You ain't got control. If your spouse can just irritate you and push them buttons around, drown, and you just go crazy, your spouse got control. She tell her friend, I got him wrapped woo, around my finger. What she be saying? Drown. But there's some of us, your problems and people got control over you. You ain't got the victor. They got control over you. It's certain outfits you don't wear no more because somebody said they ain't like it. You gonna let folk have that much control over you. And you bought it. You bought it. You paid for it. But you gonna let somebody tell you, well, I don't like that. Now you ain't worn it since. You ain't got victory. What's wrong with you? Who does that? You stop wearing your hair the way you like it. Because somebody say they ain't like it. And that ain't your husband. What's wrong with you? Who does that? Somebody at the MSW do that. Number two, when we have victory, we overcome opposition. You overcome what opposes you. If depression is attacking you, you don't get depressed and stay depressed. That means depression got the victory. How many know depression will attack you? Right? Now, I'm going to be honest. Some of y'all too young to be depressed. You ain't got nothing going. No, you too young. You depressed because your show ain't come on no more. What? What's wrong with you? All American, golly, it ain't on no more. What is wrong with you? You depressed over that? You depressed because you got a B? One B. Man, I can't believe I got an 89. Jeez, I got an 89. God. Oh. An 89, that's what you depressed over. But you understand, Pastor, I'm an A student, an 89. One point. You missed your mark. We all come short. You tried your best. But don't get depressed over something that small. Look how y'all looking at me now. No, when things attack you, just don't let it overcome. Don't let it live there. You got to tell depression, you ain't living here. When porn comes your way, you know pornography? Man, you could just be flipping and something just comes. You'd be like, yeah, I doubt. You don't click on it and look at it and turn the phone sideways. You don't do that. You've seen it, keep it moving. Keep it moving. You don't investigate. Who was that? What was the name of that? Man, what's that girl who played that role? Let me look at this. No. It's going to come, but it don't need to stay. It don't need to have the victory over you. If a guy ever tell you, you'll never find anybody like me. You'll never find nobody like me before. You don't let that depress you. You don't let that depress you. You just need to say, you're right. Because I ain't looking for nobody. That's it. But you got little girls. He said, I'll never meet anybody like him. What is wrong with you? Who does that? And number three, when we have the victory, we possess a prize. You possess a prize. You need to have goals in life. And you need to possess those goals with God's help. I said you need to have goals in life. And you possess those goals. You get the victory. You don't always wish. You don't always just say one day. No, you go and get them. You attain them. You make it happen, Captain. You don't just talk about it. You be about it. Now, you don't be saying you're going to be my wife and you start stalking because Pastor said, no. Nah. If she ain't feeling you, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Either she'll come around or you're going to find somebody better. But don't you be in the bushes talking about, Pastor said, I got to possess you. You mine. No, Pastor didn't say that. And we're going to pull the message out and verify. But you don't be crazy. Because God does how many things in order? All things decently and what? In order. But young people, you possess the prize. If you're saying that you're going to pay something off, you keep at it until it gets what? Paid off. If you're going for a certain degree, it don't matter if it take you 12 years. If you got to take one semester a year, hey, it just took you 12 years. But you possess the prize. You've got the victory. Are you with me? If you are a young adult, especially a trendsetter, you say you got the Holy Spirit and you ain't got no goals, look, you ain't got no vision or purpose. And there's something wrong with that. So you have goals, and you possess them. You attain them. Am I right about it? In my clothes, there are two traits that we need to have when we're focused on victory. Now, I'm going to keep them up here, but let's see if y'all remember. What is victory? Victory is when we have what? Control is when we overcome opposition. And finally, is when we, how many want the victory? So two things we need to focus on that the Lord dealt with me about when we look at this verse. He says that victory, if we're going to have it, it comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. So if I'm going to get control, overcome my obstacles or opposition and possess a prize, I got to do so through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. I got to do it through him. In one sense, Jesus is the Word. If I'm going to get the victory, young people, I got to do it according to the Word. If you're going to have control, possess your prize, and overcome what's attacking you, you got to do it through the Word. So what do I need to focus on? Let's go to 1 John. 1 John 5. Y'all come on. 1 John 5. If it's good, let me know. Say it's so good. It's a good word, ain't it? All right. 1 John 5, 4 and 5. Man, sometimes I hear preachers preaching and teaching. I be sitting in my chair, but Lord, this is good. This is so good for me. This is very important. 1 John 5 and 4. Notice what the Apostle John says. For whatever is born of God does what? Overcomes the world or problems. And this is the victory that has overcome the world or your problems. What is the victory in? Our faith. Well, who is he, verse 5, who overcomes the world, but he who helped me believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So what is he saying? I got to focus on faith. If I'm going to have the victory through Jesus Christ, young people, then I got to have faith in him. I got to believe in the word. Say that with me. Say, if I'm going to have the victory, I got to believe the word. Bottom line, I got to focus on my faith. The just shall live by his faith. I got to focus on my walk of faith. How do I get faith, Pastor? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So once I hear the word of God, I don't need to be a hearer only. James said I need to be a doer. So you got to focus on doing the word. If you're going to get control of your mind, your situation, your confidence, if you're going to overcome your financial problems, health problems, confidence problems, marital problems, if you're going to possess the promises of God, you and I have to focus on our faith. Stop putting so much focus in TikTok. Stop putting so much focus on the latest social media. Stop putting so much focus on yourself and what you can and can't do. Start focusing on your faith in God. Jesus told his disciples, have faith in God. You got to focus on that, young people. Every day, you got to make sure you're waking up, putting your faith in action. Am I hearing the word? Am I doing the word? And am I holding on to my confidence? Because it has great reward. Every day, young folk, we got to think, talk, and act according to faith. That's what got to be your focus. And so you got to examine yourself. Am I in the faith? Am I truly focused on my faith outside of Sunday? The way I need to be. Am I truly focused on the word? Am I addicted to the word? Do I gotta listen to the word? Do I gotta read the word? Am I striving to put into action what I'm being taught? That's what you have to do on a daily basis. If not, you a religious young person. You come to church every week, but you don't put into action what you hear. You religious. You go to church. Sinners can go to church. But the difference is you and I, we live by what we get from church, what we get from God's house. Tell somebody, say, we got to focus on our faith. That's the key. Jesus said it like this. If you just seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Bottom line, we can say that's faith. Everything you desire and need shall be added to you. But see, if you're more focused on your PlayStation, if you're more focused on your relationships, if you're more focused on yourself, you can't say that you have the victory the way you should, because something else is overcoming you. Something else is controlling you, and you're not possessing the promises of God the way you should. But after the day, you need to be leaving here saying, man, I'm focusing on victory in my life. I'm going to make sure that every day I'm putting my faith into action. How many are understanding? You started while you're young. Jeez. Let's go to Psalm and look at the second thing we need to focus on. Let's step away from our main text. I got to focus on my faith. That's where my victory is, right? But the Lord told me to give you this second point. When you're focused on having the victory, Psalm 121, 1 and 2. This is another trait you got to have. Psalm 121, 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which comes my help. My help comes from me. My help comes from my job. My help comes from my mama. My help comes from my spouse. My help comes from myself. No, it comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We need to focus on the Lord's help. If God gives us the victory, he's the one who's going to help us get the victory. The text said, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. Is that what we read? Well, if he has given us the victory, I thank him for it, but realize he's going to help me to get the victory. God will help you, young man. God will help you, young woman. He will help you. The Bible teaches he is our helper. He will help us. You need to teach it and preach it to yourself. Say, God will help me. Some of y'all didn't participate, and you need to speak this over your life. Say, God will help me. He'll help you in that marriage. He'll help you with your money. He'll help you with your career. He'll help you with your business. But you got to look to him. Look at what he said. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which come my help. You got to know where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord. Your parents are not going to be able to help you like the Lord. You can have a six-figure paying job, and it still won't help you like the Lord. As a matter of fact, you can be making four and five figures, but God's help will have you living like you making six figures. Yeah. Make $30,000, $40,000, but look at your life and it's like you making $200,000 and $300,000. Why? Because the Lord will help you. I said the Lord will help you. But it's folk that got six figures, seven figures, and they still broke. Still broke. In poverty. And on their way to hell. Psalm 46. Psalm 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength. Look at this. A very present help in trouble. God is a very present help in what? Some of us haven't stopped to realize that your parents can't help you out of all your trouble. You need to stop and think. Can you go into your job tomorrow and ask for some financial help? Can you go in tomorrow? Man, I need an extra $8,000. Can y'all help me out? You already know what they're going to say. You got good parents. But there's some things you need help with. They're going to say, sorry, my brother. Sorry, my sister. I'm limited. I love you, but I can't help. And if you're really mature, you want to get to the point to where you don't need their help. You may start out needing their help, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? But you want to have the mindset that, man, you know what? There you go. Me and Jesus. Me and Jesus. He's our very present help in trouble. Some of you have trouble and going to have trouble. Matter of fact, all of us are going to have trouble. But you need to know God will help you. He's a right now help. I said he's a right now help. And sometimes you just have to bow your head and just say, Lord, I need your help. I'm in something. I'm in some trouble. And you're the only one that can help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me with what I'm dealing with. And the Bible says everyone that asks will receive. That's a promise for you. Lord, help me with this woman. Her mouth. Help me, Lord. Help me. I love her. I vowed to stay with her. But I live on the roof, Lord. If you don't help me because of this mouth. Help me, Lord, with this man. Help me, Lord. And young folk, you don't need to be like, Lord, if you hear me. No, you know he hear you. Lord, I need a sign. You don't need no sign. You know his ears are always open to the cry of the righteous. Lord, I've been struggling financially for so long. Help me, Lord. Lord, I've been bringing your tithe, your offering, and I'm just overwhelmed. Will you help me? Yeah, he'll help you. He'll help you. If we acknowledge him in all our ways, what will he do? Direct our path. Once God tells you how he will help you, you got to stick to it until what you desire fully manifests. Once you ask God to help you in your marriage, with your money, with your health, and he starts dealing with you on what you should do, you stay in that vein. You don't get discouraged. You hold on and don't let the victory go. Because what God told you is going to come to pass. Whether it was in his written word or in the revealed word. Heaven and earth shall pass, but not his word. His word was sent and it will not return to him void. Young people, young adults, grown folk, you got to hold on to the victory. You got to hold on that what you're going through is just temporary. Hold on to the victory. Don't give up. Don't get pessimistic. Just hold on to the victory. Amen. He done told somebody this morning, you got the victory. Yes. And it's through Jesus Christ. Yes. You just got to what? Hold on to it. Amen. Take it day by day. You didn't get in it overnight. Now, he can bring you out overnight. But if he don't, you still got to hold on. Yeah, you still got to what? Just hold on to the victory. Keep your mind focused on the victory and not on the problem. Not on what you see. Keep your mind focused on the victory and not what you're going through. I said keep your mind focused on the victory and not your disappointments. Not your problems. Say it with me one last time. I got to keep my mind. Finish it. On the victory. And I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.